Yes, it is that time of the week. Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies, joins us. And later on this hour, we'll give you a chance to win a $50 Burger King gift card. Stay tuned for that. Hopefully, over the course of this conversation here, we start feeling better about the Phillies because we're struggling to keep the hope up. It was a tough series in Atlanta, tough game last night. And joining us right now to talk about it as the Phillies get set for a weekend series in Kansas City is Scott Fransky.
Scott.
Scott, how you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys doing? Happy birthday, Hugh.
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Thanks a lot. Like for me, I'm indifferent right now, and I was just wondering what is the temperature.
Are you indifferent about birthdays, or are you indifferent about the Phillies?
Well, right now, I believe in the Phillies, and
okay.
and that's what we're talking. Like it's the Phillies. I'm just a little concerned. So, my question to you is, what is the temperature of the team right now?
I mean, honestly, they seem like the same guys all the time. I don't think there's worry or panic. I mean, I think there's some frustration there, sure. They want to hit better, and there's a lot of guys that are struggling and whatnot. But yeah, you just day in, day out, they don't seem much different now as opposed to any other time of the year.
Scott, looking at some of the numbers this morning, just I was trying to see like what's really changed from the beginning of the season offensively compared to the second half. And a couple of things. I mean, the chase rate is way up in the month of August. We all see it with our eyes. We saw it in this series. And, Scott, they're just hitting less home runs. Like, in terms of fly balls that actually go out, it's way down, way different than the first half. And just their total home runs. I think they were fourth in baseball in the first half of the year, and they're 23rd since the All-Star break. I know we spent a lot of time on small ball versus home runs. It just feels like they're not hitting as close to as many home runs as they did earlier this season, and that changes the game every night.
Yeah, they're definitely not. I mean, the numbers obviously point to that. They are a team that does drive off the long ball. And, you've gone back into a situation where Turner's hit one homer in 23 games or something like that. Schwarber's really, really struggling right now. Harper's been struggling since the break. If those three guys at the top, I mean, they make all the difference, and they're the big home run hitters on this team. And when they struggle, those home run numbers are going to go down. They need those guys to step up and to get it figured out because they're going to have to score more than they've been scoring in the playoffs. And they're going to have to find multiple ways to score, not just with a home run. But those three guys are going to have to figure it out.
Scott Fransky joining us here, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, the Austin Hayes seems like it's imminent that he'll join the team here, whether it be tonight or tomorrow, when he's activated and he's back. Scott, what do you think happens to Brandon Marsh here in his playing time? You know, a month ago I would have said, well, it's going to be Marsh in center and Hayes in left, but Marsh is probably struggling more than anyone. Rojas has been better, since his comeback to the big leagues. Do you think Brandon Marsh becomes, a part-time player? Do you think they play him less? How do you think this is going to play out with Hayes back?
Yeah, well, I mean, Hayes won't play every day right away. I do expect that he'll be activated today. I expect that he'll be in the lineup tonight. I don't necessarily think he plays every single day coming off an injury like that. Rob's pretty cautious with guys like that. So, you might see him 2 days on, 1 day off, that kind of thing. But I do think Brandon Marsh's playing time will suffer because he's really, really struggling. Just struggling to make contact. And you see this a lot, and I know Stock was talking about it last night some on the post game, but it's the idea of trying to get off the A swing every time. When sometimes you need to make a little more contact and foul some balls off and try to work a pitcher until he makes a mistake. And we're just not seeing a lot of that right now. And Brandon is one of those guys that, you see some of his at-bats. It just looks like he's struggling to figure out what the strike zone looks like. And, the swing and miss there is outrageous. And he's got to get that corrected because again, Johan's got his flaws, there's no doubt. He's got a lot of swing and miss in his game, too. But there's no denying he's hit better since he came back. He's hit better than Brandon Marsh. So I think Brandon's playing time will suffer.
Scott, a lot of conversation this week here about Rob Thompson and about how he manages some of these games when guys are not starting, you know, whether it be JT Realmuto, and that's, you know, about once a week, or Bryce Harper on Sunday, or Alec Bohm last night. They tend not to appear in the game at all, even if the game is close. And it feels like to a lot of fans that we're kind of giving away some games or there's not a sense of urgency here. Scott, do you anticipate that changing down the stretch, or do you think this is the philosophy and they're going to stick with this for the regular season in order to try to keep these guys healthy?
Well, I mean, I think that some of that depends on, you know, where you are in the standings. Some of that depends on where you are in, you know, the race for the top two spots. Obviously, that's still, you know, very much up in the air. It could finish anywhere 1-3, even if they maintain a comfortable division lead. He's pretty steadfast in that. And I know, like last night, Bohm was not going to play unless there was an emergency. And it's hard to play every day. It's hard to play every single day. And I do think when you give a guy a day off, I mean, it's tough when it's, you know, two guys on the same day. Like a JT and a Bryce situation, both of them on the bench on Sunday. That's tough. But again, I just think I don't see Rob necessarily deviating from that philosophy, if you will. I think there will be occasions when every now and then you might see it, but I think for the most part he'll stay with that philosophy.
Scott, I know we still have a lot of baseball left to play, but do you see this power outage being a possible issue going into the postseason?
Sure. I mean, you're going to face the best of the best in the postseason. I mean, you know, if you get in a series with the Braves, those are the guys you're going to face, plus Chris Sale, right? You didn't even see Chris Sale. And their starters were phenomenal. And the Braves, their recipe is going to be get the starter through five into the sixth, you know, maybe a full six or seven, and then turn it over to what's been a really, really good bullpen all year. So, and then try to scratch out some runs with the offense that they have. So, we saw firsthand this week, it will not be easy if you got in a situation with them. So, yeah, I mean, you guys probably weren't necessarily tuned in, but, you know, you think back to 2011 and this was a team that, you know, set the all-time wins record, but they had their share of offensive struggles in the second half. And I remember we had that sense that, oh, man, they're going to need to hit a little bit more once they get to October, and it didn't happen necessarily. And so I think, you know, I think there's definitely that possibility that if the power outage continues, if the offensive struggles continues, that could be a real issue in October.
Scott, you mentioned a few minutes ago that maybe things would change. Maybe there'd be a different philosophy in terms of rest versus, you know, full day or not a full day, depending on the standings and the situation. Scott, if you had a guess down the last week or two of the season, do you think the Phillies will prioritize getting a bye? And what I mean by that is, let's say they have the division, but the three teams, the Dodgers and Brewers, are jockeying 1, 2, and 3. Do you think they would push the last week for a bye? But that would mean, you know, playing all their starters, the starting pitchers, the bullpen guys. Do you think that was going to matter to them? It matters to me. I'm just curious what you think, how you think they would play it, if it matters a lot, or it's just like, hey, let's get ready for October.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to chase it if they're behind necessarily. Let's say the Dodgers and Brewers are, you know, three games ahead of them. I don't know that they chase it. I do think if they have a chance to capture it, they would prioritize that, because I think, again, it also means you're at home. It's pretty obvious they're a much better team at home than they are on the road. They have been all year, and for whatever reason. I do think it's something they would still prioritize as they got later this season. But I don't think it's something they'd go out of their way to chase if the math tells them they're too far back.
Scott, last thing today. We heard a little bit last time. We played a clip of you and Stock in the booth, and I feel similar to it. I don't know when this began, but whatever's going on with official scoring in baseball is insane. I mean, I see it a handful of times across baseball each night, a lot of times in Phillies games you're calling, where the official scorers say a ball is a hit when it's clearly an error. When did you start really noticing this, and why do you think it's going on? It's crazy.
It is crazy. As for the, you know, what was the starting point? I don't know. I think I think one thing that changed scorekeepers' opinions was the sort of the highlight of exit velocity, and then it became this idea where, oh, if the ball was hit hard enough, then it was okay to not charge the fielder with an error. I think that was one sort of point in time. And then I just think the last couple of years, they've put a priority on giving base hits over errors. And, you know, there's a lot of people in the game that, you know, may be cynical about it, but they think, hey, baseball knows their batting averages are down, and they want that to look a little better than it is. And, you know, I said to Stock last night, I said, you know, it's a discredit to the guys from his era and eras previous to that that had to make those plays. Otherwise, they were called an error. And, you know, bad hops happen. You know, the ball that Ozuna hit, I mean, I can sort of understand, you know, that West didn't make the play on in the first inning. Didn't lead to anything. They got out of it. But, you know, I could see where in years past that's probably called an error because I don't think it took extraordinary effort. And that was always the idea, did it take extraordinary effort? Now, it did take a funny spin hop and all that. But, you know, I mean, in an earlier time frame, I think that would have been a chance given to the third baseman, right? He had a chance, and he missed it. And that would be constitute an error. So I don't know. I don't know why they're doing it, but it's definitely changed. And I don't think it's necessarily right for the game. I think you know. I think we all know from watching over the years what an error should be. And I thought a couple balls last night probably should have been errors.
No doubt. I'm with you on that, Scott. Scott, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy Kansas City. Hopefully, the Phillies come back with at least a couple wins. Thank you, Scott.
All right.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.